Radio, radio, radio. This is a radio camp where you do not have to sleep outdoors. Nuh-uh. Radio Camp. Today, Radio Camp is all about water. This is a video that I took at Zoom Flume.
Okay, well, first of all, is it a video?
No, it is a recording.
And what kind of recording is it? Do you remember what it's called when you record your environment?
It is an audio?
It is audio, but people use the term field recording.
Field recording.
Because you're recording the field around you.
This is the underwater song. Sing along with me.
Under the water, under the sea, lots
and lots of fish, she's swimming by me. Under the water, under the sea, lots and lots of fish, she's and me. Feeling hungry. Oh, under the water, under the sea, lots and lots of fish, she's swimming by me. Oh, under the water, under the sea, lots and lots of fish, she's and me.
If you just tuned in, this is Radio Camp, all about water.
All about what?
Water!
One more time.
Water.
Water?
Water!
Oh, water. Good boy.
Good boy.
Thank you.
Nico, what did we just listen to?
Carrie Underwood, Something in the Water. Radio Camp is about getting used to video and working with it and having fun with it.
And is there the possibility of other kids who might be listening getting involved?
Yes. If you want to get involved with the radio station, you can call
518-697-7400
or go to...
Do you remember the website?
WGXC.org.
That's right, WGXC.org. And if they want to email, they can email info@WGXC.org, right? Because people can come join Radio Camp on Saturdays at 3:30 almost any week, right?
Yes.
And so is this what's this Radio Camp about? They're themed usually.
Yes, this is what Radio Camp is about, water.
It's about water, this one?
Yes.
All right.
I'll rise to the sky from the sea below. Many naps to the ground as rain and snow.
I represent the movement of water, that's my purpose, whether on, above, or below the earth's surface. In the continuous cycle, my work's never done, cause I'm driven by energy from the sun. I travel through the sea, through the air, through the ground. You could say that water really gets around, but in fact most water's just chilling in the oceans. Only a small fraction is really in motion at any given time, but yo, that's the way it goes. When we're studying the voyages of H2O, in the cycle water changes states at various places, of three states being ice, liquid, and water vapor. But this cycle strays from the norm, cause through the process water still keeps the same structural form. While other cycles involve chemical change, water may change states, but its structure stays the same. I rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground as rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground as rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. So when water transforms from liquid to gas and rises up into the atmosphere, that's evaporation, a process made possible by energy from the sun, also known as solar radiation. And when this water vapor in the sky reforms into liquid water droplets, that's condensation. And when this water falls back down to the earth as rain, snow, hail, or sleet, that's precipitation. Plants have their own type of evaporation through their stomata, which is called transpiration. So collectively, the term used for transpiration plus all other evaporation is evapotranspiration. Two more terms to add to your collection. The movement of water through the air is advection. And speaking of keeping it moving, understand that runoff is water flowing across the land. I rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground is rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground as rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle.
The next one is a recording of me and my mom going to Zoom Flume and going on a ride called Wild River. And it's fun because you get on this humongous tube and you slide down it and you kind of curve a little bit and water sprays you. So listen closely and you can hear some pretty cool stuff.
Hi again.
No problem.
Thanks. Hold on. You okay?
Thank you.
This is Radio Camp, if you have just tuned in. And today at Radio Camp, our topic is water. What? Water. What? Water. Oh, water. So, it's almost the end of Radio Camp, so I am so sorry to leave. But please tune in next week for the wonderful surprise.